In his November 29th, 2019 podcast episode, Seth Godin said, "Spatchcock the turkey." Hi, I'm Christine, and this is Food for Your Mouth. In 1941, Franklin D. Roosevelt gave his State of the Union address that was titled Four Freedoms. Inspired by that speech, Norman Rockwell did a series of four paintings, one of which I'm going to be talking about today. That painting was called Freedom from Want, and it depicted Rockwell along with his friends and family all sitting around a table and being served a beautiful, golden, plump turkey on a platter by his cook. This turkey changed culture completely. Prior to this painting, turkeys were always spatchcocked, which means that the backbone of the turkey was taken out and the turkey was pressed flat onto a baking tray or a dish that it was going to be cooked in. Now, this means there was no cavity left. The meat was all still on the bone, but everything cooked pretty much even. After Norman Rockwell's painting came out, everyone wanted to be like the Rockwells, and so they all started cooking their turkeys in that same way. Some people have said that this has ruined turkey for everybody, but I don't know. We'll see. What it does when you cook a bird whole, what happens is your legs, breasts, and wings all cook at different rates. The legs take the longest because their fat and connective tissue, the composition along with the bone, just takes longer to cook. The breast meat does not take as long. Definitely the wings don't because they're quite a bit smaller. So if you cook a turkey whole, as depicted in Norman Rockwell's painting, it cooks at different rates. By the time your breast meat is cooked or your thigh meat's cooked, your breasts are overcooked. So if you've had turkey that's been cooked in this fashion, or if always has been cooked in this fashion, you've probably noticed that the breast meat can be dry. We douse it in gravy to make it better. That's not how turkey should taste. If turkey's cooked properly, the breast meat's moist, delicious, got a lot of flavor to it. But we don't because of that painting. So spatchcocking is another way to do it. When you take out that breastbone, press it flat, season and roast. Because you don't have that big cavity in the middle, it will still take much less time to cook. Roasting a whole bird will take anywhere from 3 to 7 hours. Spatchcocking will reduce that time greatly. But my favorite way to cook a turkey is to completely butcher it before I roast it at all. What I'll do is I'll take the breasts, the legs and thighs and the wings off, and I'll brine them and then roast them separately. So I put the breasts on one tray, legs on one tray, and wings I use for stock. But that means that when the legs are cooked or the breasts are cooked, I can pull them out of the oven when they're done. Each piece is going to get the best cooking time for what it needs. Bad way of putting it, but that's what it is. And it's going to taste as good as it possibly can. When you cook a bird whole, you don't have that option. Another challenge with cooking a bird whole is a lot of folks really like the flavor of the dressing when it's been cooked in the cavity. This is another challenge because your turkey is cooked. When the meat is cooked, it's at 165 degrees Fahrenheit. What that means is that not only is it cooked, but all of the harmful or potentially harmful bacteria has been killed. If your turkey does not reach that temperature, there's a possibility that harmful bacteria could still exist in the bird. If you stuff your cavity, because the bird cooks from the outside in, your breast and thigh meat is going to be cooked because it's out here. But your internal temperature where the stuffing is not going to be even close to cooked to the temperature that you need it to be. Or if you wait for your stuffing on the inside to be cooked to the right temperature, your outside is going to be extremely dried out. So you really have to be careful about that. if you really like having the bird whole, because some people do still present it that way, it does look beautiful, and you cook the stuffing in the cavity, I would strongly suggest that before you serve it, take it out, put it in a dish, and either microwave it, or I would put it in the oven to come up to that proper temperature. Otherwise, there is a potential of people getting sick. Turkeys are such a wonderful holiday meal, and I think that they can just be done a little easier and a little bit better. Another reason I really enjoy cooking it this way is because all of the work is done before the holiday dinner. You can butcher your turkey 2 days before if you choose to brine it. You have your carcass there, you can make your stock a couple days before your holiday dinner. You can make gravy, it's all ready to go. It reduces your time in the kitchen, and I'm really big on that. I'm really big on enjoying that time with your family as compared to obsessing in the kitchen or being in the kitchen as compared to what's really important, which is our loved ones. And that's pretty much all I have to say about that. So I would, if you're interested, I did a little video on how to butcher a turkey, but there's also videos out there on how to spatchcock a turkey, I'm sure of it. Try something different. You'll still get the same effect, and especially if you don't care to parade your turkey around to all your guests before you carve it. Consider why we do this, that it was one painting that changed our culture because everyone wanted to be like them. And maybe let's go back to the old methods to get a better quality bird at our holiday dinners. Happy holidays, and we'll see you next time.